This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
They're playing basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Benson in traffic. Had two men on him. He poured it through anyway. We are tied up. Tied up. 7-6-5. Here's Arms. They clear out for it. He shoots a 15-footer. Good! The buzzer! At the buzzer! It counts! And Versailles dips in a 67-65 on a buzzer beater.
The fans are buzzing about scoresbroadcast.com. You can't beat it. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores has attracted 700,000 online users since 2007. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports, featuring our region's outstanding student athletes.
We saw two of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio play basketball tonight.
Oh, boy.
24 for Arns in the second half and 20 for Benzman in the second half. We didn't pay to get in, but I would have paid to see this one.
Behind the back, to the rack. Good! What a play by Paul Abotkins. He made the theft at one end, and he made the good move behind the back on the dribble to get himself free on the breakaway layup at the other end.
That is a good-looking freshman. I like him.
Uh-huh. It's intercepted by Damaris Wolf. Down to Ivy. Driving layup is good. It is a locomotive freight train running out of control right now for Minster.
Stay on track on scoresbroadcast.com. Follow these schools: the Bodkin's Trojans, Anna Rockets, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and the Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets on the run, quickly four-court right. Gordon lets it fly. Got it! Three-pointer. Gordon, that's one from long range, 30 seconds in.
The follow by Holdhouse. Abby Holdhouse rescuing Fort Lauderdale here in the third quarter.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround seven-footer. Yes, that's money in the bank right there.
You don't need a penny to enjoy Scores. Listen to all live and archived webcasts free of charge. Scores, the best high school sports coverage by a long shot.
Here's a long three-pointer by Versailles. Good! Cammie McElnown
Friday. Fires in a bomb, a 24-footer. Down the floor to Pringer. Pringer dodges Paige Jones and makes a lefty in the lane. What a play by Courtney Pringer. Stolen by Francis to York in the lane. Good! What a heads-up play by Carter Francis. He made it happen. Jordan York on the finish for Rushi.
One photo finish after another, right through the tournament on Scores.
Here's Burning behind the arc. Gets a screen. Burning still behind the arc. He guns it. Shoots it. Got it! Got it! 1 second to go. 0.9 to go. Down to 10. Down to 9. Let's see if Andre can score. Maybe draw a foul. He's 20 feet out. Foul line. Behind the back pass. Layup. Good! Rontaze Roberts. Rontaze Roberts on the finish. That was as terrific an assist as you'll ever see under pressure. Whew. Wow.
Oh, and we've got two good games for you tonight right here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Minster Tri-Village Girls Division IV Regional Semifinal in Game 1. Fort Loramie Covington in Game 2. Should be a couple of fine contests. We're looking forward to bringing them to you. And tell all your next-door neighbors and people around the community that we've got a doubleheader tonight right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center filling in. We expect this place to be probably two-thirds full before the night is over. It seats 4,000. Both lower sections are well occupied right now. Upper decks are filling in here at Vandalia. Game one, Minster, Tri-Village. Minster 22-3 on the year. Closed out the Midwest Athletic Conference right behind Versailles in second place. 8-1 on the campaign in the MAC, losing to Versailles by 7. Tri-Village 21-5 overall. 11-1 in the Cross County Conference. Minster finished the regular season, Chuck, ranked number 4 in the state in Girls Division 4. Tri-Village 11th. So we've got two heavyweights duking it out here in Game 1 of the night. A number of common opponents. Tri-Village lost to Versailles 62-44. Minster lost to Versailles 46-39. Nothing significant there. Tri-Village lost to Fort Recovery by 5. Minster beat Fort Recovery twice. Once without Courtney Pringer. That was the regular season game. Tri-Village did beat Rushi 2 times by 18, then by 11 in the district championship, a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster beat Rushi 60-33. Tri-Village lost to St. Henry 53-39. Minster beat St. Henry by a score of 63-25. When you talk about the MAC, it's generally considered a cut above other leagues for sure in high school basketball, and that's where Minster may have an edge, strength of competition over the course of the season.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that they've played a tougher schedule than Tri-Village. And if you take a look at it, Minster sitting here with a lot of people that have played a lot of minutes and a lot of years for them. On the other side, I think Tri-Village might be happy the fact that they might be ahead, 1 year ahead of schedule, playing in a regional. But their three best players are Trissa Porter, a sophomore, Lissa Seiler, a sophomore, Maddie Downing, a sophomore. That's their three best players. You throw Emma Prince in there, she's a junior. They don't have any seniors that really contribute much to this basketball team.
Meanwhile, the Minster Wildcats, loaded with experience, although a wealth of talent, will come back once again next year. Courtney Pringer in the middle has logged many, many minutes since her freshman season. She's just an 11th grader for Minster.
Yeah, well, she's the best post player, I think, in the area, Division IV, Division III maybe. But Allie Fisher, senior, out on the perimeter. Ivy Wolf, leading scorer, only a freshman. She's had a terrific year. Paige Toby, a 6'1 senior. They really need her to play well tonight. Kendra Thien is a good basketball player, 5'9 senior. Taylor Kogi, a 6'2 senior. We thought she was going to have a breakout year this year, and she's been a little disappointing, but I'll tell you, she has the ability to be a factor in any basketball game.
These two teams want to taste a regional championship. Each was knocked out last year by Jackson Center. Tri-Village was thumped in the regional semifinal, the Jackson Center. Minster lost in the regional championship to Jackson Center, as the Jackson Center Tigers, for the second straight year, won the regional, went on to the state Final Four. Last year, Jackson Center was beaten at the buzzer in the state semifinal by Waterford. Another big game going on tonight in a Southeast regional semifinal. Highly ranked number one Waterford against number three Portsmouth Notre Dame. The winner of this region here at Vandalia Butler would play the team that wins that region. Contests are taking place at Pickerington and at Jackson High School. That Southeast regional split up between two sites. Both games going on concurrently at two different locations this evening. The other regional semifinal in the southeastern part of the state at Pickerington is Fairfield Christian Academy versus Shenandoah. But all eyes are on that Waterford-Portsmouth-Notre Dame game, 1-3. That regional winner would play this regional winner next Thursday, 3 o'clock, at the Ohio State University Schottenstein Center.
Well, whoever wins this region, if it's one of these two teams, or Fort Loramie or Covington, they're going to be formidable for anybody they go play in Columbus, that's for sure. This is we talked early in the season that maybe this was a kind of a watered-down Division IV region this year. It hasn't turned out to be at all.
No, and given the injuries to key players on teams in the Division III regional.
Right.
Yeah, Versailles is the juggernaut in girls state Division III basketball, number one in Ohio, and should defeat Waynesville in a regional championship on Saturday. But when you look at the two regions as a whole, Division III girls, Division IV girls, tell you what, overall, Division IV is probably stronger.
Yeah, they are, and you're right, because of key injuries to a Summit player,
yep.
To a... Who's the team last? Williamsburg last night. I mean, they had their two best players not playing, but I don't think that last night in a 70-27 win, it wouldn't have made any difference if she would have played or not at full strength.
No. One thing we talked about, Chuck, 15, 20 minutes ago, is the shooting background here at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. At Tri-Village didn't necessarily live by the three in the district championship win over Rushi, but Tri-Village was quite successful behind the arc. I guarantee you that Tri-Village won't pour in the three-point shot here this evening as well as it did against the Rushi Raiders in that district final. That being said, Tri-Village is young, very talented. Minster's been here before. This is a new crop of sophomore athletes for Tri-Village. A few of them logged minutes last year in the tournament trail, but clearly edge to Minster in terms of tourney experience.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that, and I think one thing that they're going to have to worry about Tri-Village is the pressure that Minster's going to put on them on the perimeter. They got some real good looks against Rushi, and Rushi had trouble getting back defensively.
Yep.
That's not going to be the case tonight.
Maddie Downing, important cog in this game for Tri-Village. She's a six-footer, a sophomore, over 8 rebounds a game, 13 points a game. Didn't have a stellar performance against Rushi. She's important tonight against Minster. She's got to hold her own in the middle, stay out of foul trouble, produce double-digit scoring, get 6 or 7 rebounds, dish the ball to teammates who can make jump shots. Maddie Downing needs to be at top level tonight. She can't have a game like she did against Rushi.
No, when she came out, and Larissa Poling, who's a very good post player for Rushi, she blocked her first two shots. After that, she was not even looking to shoot the basketball. She was catching and throwing it away. She's got another outstanding defensive post player tonight in Pringer, Courtney Pringer. If she has that start again tonight, they could be in real deep trouble.
Important for Tri-Village to get off to a good start against Minster, which is probably in most circles at least a slight favorite. We'll run down our sponsors in just a moment, bring you the starting lineups, and have the opening tip when we come back. It's Minster Tri-Village Girls Division IV Regional Semifinal from Vandalia Butler here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Our underwriting anchor sponsors here tonight on ScorersBroadcast.com are American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Sitting right there on Route 25A, Barker Insurance, a longtime underwriting sponsor here on ScorersBroadcast.com, as is AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Also, gratitude to Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding partner here on ScorersBroadcast.com. We could not have launched a dozen years ago without the assistance of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Thank you for your support. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, a 9-year underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brooklyn's in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Gaughney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Gaughney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Plus Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Here are your starting lineups for Tri-Village. We're in the red with white numerals outlined in blue. Emma Prince, 5'6", junior guard, 10 points a game. Trissa Porter, 5'8", sophomore, 9 points a game. Andy Beatry, a sophomore, 5'4", at the point. Lissa Seiler, 14 a game, 5'7", a sophomore. Maddie Downing in the middle, 13 points per outing, 6 feet tall, a soft. She's at 8 rebounds. And the excellent head coach, Brad Gray, he's the mentor of this very good Tri-Village girls basketball team. In addition, here tonight, we say thank you to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your ideas come to life. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. John Hemp Imagery on the web with us. John gives you his best shot. And the in-between to South of Atkins, where the food's not in-between, it is out of this world. Starting lineup for Minster, Allie Fisher at guard, 5'8 senior, 4 points a game. Also in the opening five, Ivy Wolf, 10 points a game, 5'8 freshman guard. Damaris Wolf at a guard spot, 5'9 junior, 8 points per outing. Taylor Kogi and Courtney Pringer in the middle. Kogi at 7 points a game, a 6'2 senior. Courtney Pringer, a dozen per contest, 6'2 and a junior. And we'd like to say hello to a new underwriting sponsor here tonight, at least for the tournament this year, on ScoresBroadcast.com. It's the book called Titles and Tears. It's all about high school basketball in the heartland, specifically the Fort Laramie girls basketball program, and it documents the 10-year quest at Fort Laramie to become state champs in 2013. The girls at Fort Laramie followed that up with a title 2 years later. We'll talk more about Titles and Tears as this game progresses. And you can go to the website, titlesandtears.com, for more information. That's where the book can be purchased, titlesandtears.com. It's all about Fort Laramie High School girls basketball. Opening tip to start the game is won by Tri-Village, which advances the ball from left to right. Minster will go right to left on your phone or computer screen. High post, Maddie Downing. She's got it. She's bothered a little bit. Gives the ball up on the arc. Handled there by Andy Beatry. Beatry, the point guard, retreats near center circle. We've played a half minute. Not a shot taken yet. Beatry still on the bounce. Allie Fisher hounding her 30 feet away. Beatry goes behind the back. Picks up the dribble. Goes foul line extended right to Downing. Downing hits a cutter down low. It's Seiler, punched out by Minster.
Tri-Village already seeing defense that they probably haven't seen much of this entire season on the perimeter.
Yep, you're spot on, Chuck. No question about that. Baseline, right of the basket. Trissa Porter enters far corner. It's Andy Beatry. And Beatry settles in top of the circle. Motions. Allie Fisher checks her tightly. Here's a backdoor pass attempt for Emma Prince. Broken up by Minster. Rolls out top of the circle. Tri-Village gobbles it up again. Here's a drive at Trissa Porter, baseline, off the side of the backboard. Minster's got it. Here's a quick run out down the floor. Long pass, far side of the court to Jessica Falk, who gets the start tonight, a 5'8 junior. And right away, she pumps up a triple. It bangs off the iron, no good. Rebound yanked down by Tri-Village.
2 threes start out defensively for Tri-Village, and that shot's going to look like it's there, but they need to work it. They can get that shot anytime they want.
Jessica Falk on the floor here at the outset for Taylor Kogi. Foul line extended right. Tri-Village has got the ball. It's Lissa Seiler entering the paint. Swatted free. Taken away by Minster. 3-on-1. Courtney Pringer bolts down the middle of the floor. It's ruled a jump. Tri-Village gets a mitt on top of the leather. And Minster will throw in baseline right. We played nearly 2 minutes, no score. Defensive tussle so far. Most of the possession minutes logged by Tri-Village. Deep in the right corner, setting, shooting, long three ball. Minster, Damaris Wolf, no, off the back iron. And the ball ricochets into the corner where it's tracked down by Seiler of Tri-Village. Under six to play in the first, nothing, nothing. Oh, here's a big time drag of the pivot foot by Beatry, 25 feet out on the floor, but Tri-Village. Damaris Wolf to Ivy Wolf. They bring it down for Minster. Zone defense by Tri-Village. Ball's popped up in the air. Good D by the Patriots, and Tri-Village comes away with a steal. Up over the timeline, it is Andy Beatry, spelled B-I-E-T-R-Y, picked up on the play by Fisher. Here's a steal by Fisher. A pickpocket. Then she tries to roll it away to a teammate, but Beatry goes into backcourt and traces it down for Tri-Village. Up the right side to Seiler. Long lob down inside to Downing. She's pinched by two defenders. The ball is fumbled, rolls off the Minster player out of bounds.
That lob pass down there is not going to be open because if Pringer's playing in front, they're getting good help on the backside.
Nothing has clicked so far offensively for Tri-Village. Ball inbounded, then handed to Porter, baseline right. She wants to go one-on-one against Falk. Hits a cutter in the lane. Ball thrown up to the rim by Seiler. It glanced off the iron. I think she was tagged on the arm. Yep.
Fouls on number 22, Jessica Falk.
Two free throws. Lissa Seiler, 5'7 sophomore.
Lissa Seiler.
She is an expert free throw shooter, 84%. She pumps it up and in and out. That jinxed her.
Well, this background here is a tough shooting background. You've got to get used to it a little bit.
5 minutes, 13 seconds to go, first quarter. We've got a scoreless deadlock. Second foul shot clangs off the back iron. A couple of rare misses by Seiler this year. Happened just now. Here's Fisher on the arc for Minster. Mincher gives it up straight away to Ivy Wolf, back to Fisher, who sets and shoots the triple. It rattles in and out, no good. Strong box out by Downing on the inside as she threw the body in front of Bringer. Good defensive board, but Tri-Village, 4:40 left to go first quarter. It is Beasley down the side of the floor. Fisher jumps in front and swipes it. Ahead to Ivy Wolf. Shake and bake, moving the lane. Knocked out of bounds by Tri-Village. Boy, the defenses are dominating so far. We played 3.5 minutes. Nothing produced in the way of points.
Allie Fisher is too much for the, playing the point guard out there defensively.
Yep, so far, Fisher
cannot get anything off at all.
Nope, Allie's been a factor defensively. Here's a three-pointer from the right flank. Pumped up there by Fisher. Way short, no good. Grazed iron. Rebound down in the hardwood. Scrap for it. Over the back. Called against Minster. Damaris Wolf picks it up. Right now, 8 players in backcourt. Still nothing, nothing. 4:20 left to go. First period. And now Minster relents the pressure. It's walked up over the timeline. 25 feet away, Trissa Porter goes foul line. Hands off on the play to Beatrice. Beatrice against Falk. Right side pass, Seiler. Wants to drive, can't. Lobs it, deflected. Good hustle from Minster, which jammed it into the scorer's table. Line play by Jessica Falk. Janae Hoing steps in. Janae, an outstanding perimeter player who made a three late in the regular season with a second to go to beat Fort Recovery. That helped Minster get a clear-cut second-place finish in the Midwest Athletic Conference. And then Fort Recovery was beaten by Minster in a district championship game at 13. 3:55 to go here in the first quarter. Tri-Village still with the ball. Also having entered, Danielle Barhorst on the floor, 5'10 junior for Minster. Here's a three for Tri-Village, a deep one right corner. It is missed short, Melissa Seiler. Rebound down to Minster. On the run down the court, Ivy Wolf, left-handed scooper. Woo!
Don't know how she got that up to the rim.
Wow, what a play by Ivy Wolf. Minster trying to run at all costs whenever a glimmer of a chance presents itself. And they did right then. Minster put the first two on the boards. Here's a drive of Beatrice. Beats Pringer in the lane. Threw it up wildly. No good. Rebound Tri-Village. And we've got a shovel of the pivot foot, or I should say a shuffle of the pivot foot, but Downing of Tri-Village. Minster possession again. 3:15 to go first quarter. So far, Minster's defense, Chuck, has thoroughly handcuffed Tri-Village.
Well, Pringer got away with a bump that time on the drive. She put a body on her and knocked her off the shot. Can't believe it wasn't called, along with about 2,000 people behind me.
Right. That Tri-Village fans did not like the no call seconds ago. Top of the circle with the ball, Ivy Wolf. Left side, Danielle Barhorst for Minster. To Hoing. Today, Hoing's got it straight away. Loops a deep right corner, Ivy Wolf. Ball thrown, baseline right. Back to the basket, Kendra Thien. She's bottled momentarily. Back to Hoing. High arching triple. Hit the back rim. Great long rebound, though, by Ivy Wolf. Danielle Barhorst slings one up from the left corner. A three. Hit the back iron, no. Hoing, nice in to get the rebound. And she's fouled over the back while shooting the shot.
Fouls on number 14, Emma Prince. That's her first. At the line.
Fine hustle on the play by Janae Hoing, 5'4" freshman. She's come on very strong late in the season for head coach Mike Wiss's team. Free throw by Hoing, good. 3-0 Minster.
She didn't play in any of the games that I saw him play. We haven't seen him late in the season.
Right.
But she was not out there. You're going to see the same thing with Fort Loramie with Dana Rose.
Yes. Second free throw, Janae Hoing right on the button. How about that? The freshman gets on the floor right away and sinks two from the stripe. Both teams about 71.5% shooting fouls all year long, although Tri-Village missed its first two tonight. 4-0 in favor of Minster. Here's a high-arching three from the left flank, I should say, by Tri-Village, and it's good. Emma Prince rifled one in. That was a beauty. Boy, she was sharp against Rushi in the district championship.
They all were.
Yep, indeed. Porter, Seiler, everybody. 4-3, Minstrom 1, 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. On a weave out front, Ivy Wolf. Near side to Hoing. She hoists up a three. Short, no. Rebound loose in the left corner. Tri-Village tracks it down. Trisha Porter speeds up the near side right in front of the scorer's table. And brushing up against her is Kendra Thien of Minster.
And in the game number three, Allie Fisher.
Kendra Thien, a 5'9 senior, had been on the floor briefly. Damaris Wolf back in for Ivy Wolf. In there as well for the Minster Wildcats is Paige Toby, 6-foot senior. Head coach Mike Wiss has gone about 9 deep already in the first 6 minutes. 4-3 Minster. Minute 48 to go, first quarter. Here's a foul line extended right. Fadeaway jump shot by Trisha Porter. And she buried it. Boy, that was a good-looking move.
I'm telling you what, I was impressed last Saturday. That is a really good basketball player.
Zone defense by Minster. Tri-Village forcing the Wildcats to shoot from long range. Straight away to Maris Wolf. Left side of the floor, it goes to Thien. Thien to Falk. Falk lets it fly, overshot it. 3-second call, I think, against Minster.
Minster's settling for threes. They're not working the ball. They're not getting to the high. There's no short corner. They're not doing anything but working the perimeter and then shooting threes.
Nope, Courtney Pringer's touched it once on the breakaway drive. That's been it. Minute 17 left in the first. Tri-Village 5, Minster 4. Here's a between-the-legs dribble by Trisha Porter. Goes to the rim, missed it. Stick back, yes. Downing for two. 7-4, Tri-Village. Fisher up over the timeline. Looks at the zone defense. Surveys the court. Pringer's got it 19 feet away. Left side of the floor, it's Falk. And Falk bangs one in, a three ball. I said Falk. It was Damaris Wolf. 32, not 22. We're tied at 7. 47 seconds to go in the first. Boy, the teams with 4 minutes without scoring and are starting to warm up now. A three ball by Tri-Village. A deep right corner one by Prince. It is no good. High off the rim. Rebound volleyballed around. And Pringer comes out of there with it. Hands to Damaris Wolf. Down the floor to Falk, who glides through the paint. Feeds Fisher right corner, who pops in a triple.
3-point field goal, Allie.
Good assist by Falk of Minster. She skipped through the paint area and went opposite deep in the right corner after attracting two players. And Fisher capitalized. And then Tri-Village fumbles the ball out of bounds on the inbounds. Good hustle by Minster.
Who said this was a tough shooting background?
The threes are flying here in the first quarter. 10-7 Minster, 15 ticks left on the clock. Ball lobbed in out back to Ivy Wolf. Shot fake, goes baseline. Hands behind her to Damaris. In and out on the three. Strong rebound in the lane. Long triple straight away. Fisher got it for Minster. 2 seconds left in the period. Tri-Village in backcourt. And that's how the quarter closes. Good finish. Allie Fisher. A couple threes for Minster in the last half minute of the opening period. 13-7 Wildcats over the Patriots on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee, back at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. We've got second quarter action upcoming. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Minster in the home white. Black numbers outlined in orange. Tri-Village, the road red, white numerals trimmed in blue. 13-7 Minster with a nice spurt at the end of the first quarter, thanks to Allie Fisher. She popped in a couple long threes. Here's Tri-Village starting the second. A screen behind the arc for Trissa Porter. She hoisted one up from way downtown. It banged off the rim. Rebound right corner. Tri-Village has got it. Foul. A push by Minster.
Foul's on number 32, Damaris Wolf. That's her second.
And Damaris Wolf has now got two for Minster. She comes out hoing back in. Hoing on the floor for the Wildcats. The freshman. Inbounding below the rim is Tri-Village. Ball lobbed it out back to Andy Beatry. She stumbled, might have walked. Ball flicked away by Fisher. Fisher giving Beatry a lot of difficulty.
Beatry has no answer for Allie Fisher's defense.
Tell you what, Allie is ball hawking supreme here tonight so far. Tri-Village entering from right in front of the Minster bench. It goes from Seiler to Beatry. Drives, baseline left. Feed supporter in the lane. Ball shaken loose by Minster. Picked up, though, on the play by Downing. A little 7-foot baby hook. No good, but she's bumped, and she'll get two.
Foul's on number 30.
Downing a little more active already in this game, Chuck, than we saw her perform in the game against Rushi in the district last Saturday. Free throw Downing, shy of the mark. Tri-Village cold at the free throw line. Zip for three. 30 seconds gone, quarter number two, 13-7 Minster. Second shot by Downing, yes. She swished it, 13-8, Minster by five. Here come the Wildcats racing up into the forecourt. Ivy Wolf ahead of the key. Ivy, a freshman. Not a freshman any longer. You might as well say she's a seasoned sophomore at this point. Wildcats throw the ball around the top of the circle against the zone. Left side, Hoing, long 25-footer, banged off the rim. Long rebound, can't be guarded by Pringer. Tri-Village has got it. Zipping down the floor in a hurry goes Lissa Seiler. Cross court near side to Trissa Porter. Porter picked up on the play by Falk. Ball left to Downing, right side of the court. Punched away by Pringer, goes out of bounds. Minster has got quick hands tonight. A lot of deflections.
They are a great defensive basketball team, just like Loramie's going to be in the next game.
We played a minute 10 here in quarter number two. Tri-Village behind by five. And the Patriots have difficulty throwing in. It's airmailed into backcourt where Andy Beatry tracks it down for the Redshirts. 6:40 left to go in the second. Here's a drive by Beatry. Good dish low on the right to Downing. Shot fake up strong. Got it. Downing for two.
Not sure why they changed defenders on her. You got to keep Fisher on her, and she cannot play. She can't go against her at all.
13-10 in favor of Minster. Here's a shot inside the arc, left wing. Tri-Village doesn't cover up Ivy Wolf, and she swishes. 17-footer, good-looking jump shot by the freshman Ivy Wolf. 15-10 Minster. 6:12 to go, second quarter. Tri-Village up over the far left side of the center line. It is Downing. Gives it off into the corner of a teammate who drags the foot. Lissa Seiler made a herky-jerky move and moved feet before dribbling. And Tri-Village needs a timeout. Down five. Minster up 15-10. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, if you're a fan of local high school sports like Chuck and I, check out the book Titles and Tears. It documents the decade-long quest for the Fort Loramie girls basketball program to win its first state title of a pair, one in 2013, one in 15. The book is available at titlesandtiers.com. And the book has been reviewed by a number of people, including quite a few hometown sports heroes who call it a script straight out of Hollywood and a script so real that you will feel like you're right inside the book. Titles and Tears, it's a must-have for local basketball fans. Buy the book today at titlesandtiers.com. That's titlesandtiers.com. Yep, right away after the timeout, Ivy Wolf sinking yet another jump shot for Minster, which has expanded the lead to 17-10. And now some confusion down to her right. Did Tri-Village knock it out during the Patriots' possession? Did Minster?
Yeah, they got it right.
And it is Minster possession. Chance to push the lead to 9 or 10. Here's Danielle Barhorst up the floor to Hoyne. Outside the arc, left wing, it's Ivy Wolf. Tripped on the play by the Tri-Village defender. Madison Foreman in off the bench, a 5'4 sophomore. Minster has edged out to a 7-point lead. As Minster, at least temporarily, Chuck, has solved this zone put up by the Patriots.
Yeah, they're doing a much better job. They're making threes. I mean, if you're going to settle for threes, you better make some, and they are.
Minster, first half of the year, a sporadic outside shooting club. But not so here today. Here's Ivy Wolf, elbow in the left. A high archer hit the back rim. Ivy followed, got it back. It's dug away by Tri-Village. A jump, and the arrow favors Minster.
Possession, Minster.
That's one of the problems with playing a zone. You don't box out well out of it. She shot that, went through four people to go get the rebound.
Ivy Wolf's got three twos. Allie Fisher, two threes. Ball inbounded, deep right corner, behind a screen. Janae Hoying lets it fly from way downtown. No good. Rebound of a Tri-Village. 4:52 to go first half. 17-10 Minster. Tri-Village on a weave. It's Porter. Porter to Andy Beatrie. Baseline left. Lissa Seiler. Seiler, Beatrie, 25 feet away, Foreman. Boy, Minster's defense is forcing Tri-Village well out on the floor, some 28, 30 feet from the hoop. Beatrie down the left side. Hands it off on the plate to Lissa Seiler. Back to Beatrie. Tri-Village cannot crack this tight man-to-man defense from Minster. Here's a switch off straight away. A long three pumped up by Porter. It is no good. Clangs off the iron. Pranger avoids a foul for Minster, goes over the shoulder of the Tri-Village player with her long arms to earn a tie-up. It's Tri-Village possession.
Allie Fisher took a shot to the face. It was inadvertent. They're going to sit for a few minutes.
4:17 to go, second quarter. Baseline right, inbounded by Porter. Porter gives it up on the arc to Seiler. Again, Minster fights it loose. Tri-Village gets it back once more. 30 feet away, it's Beatrie. 4 minutes to go, second quarter. 17 Minster, or I should say 17 to 10 Minster. Here's Emma Prince on the arc. Flips it left side to Seiler, over guarding against Danielle Barhorst of Minster.
That's six.
Nope, Ivy Wolf picks it up. Damaris has got two. 16 fouls on Minster. Tri-Village has a pair. But that's indicative of the fact that Minster's been more aggressive defensively.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're playing a zone. You're kind of sitting back, and Minster's all over them.
7-point lead, Minster. 3:54 to go and counting. Second quarter. On the arc, it's Emma Prince. Drops it off baseline right to Downing. And again, it's punched out of bounds by Minster. Minster Wildcats, an amazing number of deflections. Hands on the ball. Left and right. Minster's defense has been especially feisty. Here's a three-pointer forced by Seiler from way outside. Missed the rim. Caromed off the backboard. Gobbled up on the play by Minster. Here come the Wildcats down the floor. Having checked in now is Carly Richard, a 5'7 junior. Three-pointer near side for the left-hander, Barhorst. Wow. Danielle Barhorst sized it up. And like radar, she swished it. 26-footer didn't touch the rim. Give and go, Tri-Village. A second to third pass, and Downing banks in a 5-footer.
She's already more impressive than she was last Saturday.
Yes. But Tri-Village not getting open looks behind the arc. Here's a three ball pumped up straight away by Ivy Wolf. It hit the flange. Rebound caromed out. Yanked down by Paige Tobia-Minster. Foul against Maddie Downing of Tri-Village. 3 minutes, 2 seconds to go here in the first half of this game. Minster 20, Tri-Village 12. Baseline left inbounded by Barhorst. It's flipped around the top of the circle into the right corner. On the dribble, Paige Toby for Minster. Hands to Ivy Wolf. Oh, she shot the ball extremely well so far in this game. Now to Carly Richard. Into the lane, Paige Toby. Double team, triple team, in there forever. Shot up a six-footer, but before she released it, missed it anyway. Steps were called.
Could have been a 12-second violation, yes. Too. Take your choice.
Yeah, it could easily have been a 3-second call. Nonetheless, a turnover on Minster, which lost a chance right there to go up 10 or 11. 2:41 to go in the second quarter. Only 12 points for Tri-Village, which is averaging 58 on the season. They're scoring at 30 points a half almost. Only 12 at this juncture. Less than 2.5 to go first half. Open look behind the arc. Melissa Seiler pumped it up, missed it off to the right. Minster long rebound. Quickly down the floor, a second pass, a third pass, hook shot, good by Toby. Fine teamwork by Minster. That last pass was extremely unselfish. Foul picked up by whom, Chuck?
That's going to be on Downing, and that's her second.
And Minster has exploded to a 22-12 cushion with 2:13 to go in the second quarter.
They can't afford to lose her size, that's for sure.
Paige Toby was nicked on the arm while she scored. She's at the stripe for a three-point chance, and she buries it.
I was making sure. I was thinking she was right-handed. She shot that ball left-handed in traffic down there for that three-point play.
Yep. Every button being pushed by head coach Mike Wiss is working. The substitutes are coming in and scoring points. They are responding. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Tri-Village behind now by 11. Midcourt, it's Petrie. Picked up by Fisher. Petrie picks up her dribble. Goes foul line extended right to Porter. Porter spins, goes to Downing. Downing's got two fouls on her. Pringer's all over her, and Pringer's defense caused a travel.
Right, could have been a 5-second call, could have been a travel.
11-point lead, Minster. A minute 50 to go here in the second quarter. Allie Fisher up over the timeline. Still Tri-Village in a zone. Far right wing, it's Barhorst. Nobody guards her. She lets it fly. 26-footer in and out. No good. Great rebound on the inside by Falk. Baseline left, Pringer. Fakes right, goes left to the rack. Overshoots it. Rebound, Barhorst. No. Barhorst again missed it. Tri-Village comes out of there with it. Deflected pass and a steal. What a play in backcourt by Falk of Minster. Pringer foul line. Right corner, Falk for three. Good! Minster 26, Tri-Village 12. Another substitute for Minster makes a big shot. Tri-Village is in trouble. A minute 14 to go first half. 26-12 Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
The Minster Wildcats have been shooting the three ball well in the tournament so far. In three games, for example, Damaris Wolf has knocked down 7 behind the arc, Ivy Wolf 5. Everybody tonight, Chuck, getting into the act for Mike Wiss's Minster Wildcats.
Well, Fisher has 2, Barhorst has 1, Falk has 1, and Damaris Wolf has 1. 5 in the first half. That's pretty impressive.
Full court pressure by Minster. Tri-Village will try to get it inbounds. They're being challenged, having difficulty. It's bounced in. Barhorst gets a fingertip on it. It rolls away to a Tri-Village player who brings it up the far left side. It is Trissa Porter down in the corner to Emma Prince. Back out on top to Porter. Porter gives up her dribble. Feeds Alyssa Seiler 25 feet away. 56 seconds to go in the second. Here's Beatria drive, left side of the lane. Deflected by Pringer. It's not ruled a block. It could have been. Looked like she got all ball. Instead, it's a two-shot foul. And Pringer's got two personals. Minster bench was hot. Andy Beatry, two free throws coming up here for Tri-Village, which trails by 14 points, 26-12. First shot, swish, 26-13, Minster. Ivy Wolf, Paige Toby, back in for Minster. Courtney Pringer, two fouls. Probably won't see her the rest of the second quarter.
No, 52 seconds. The only way they might is if they throw her back out there, but they haven't been using her offensively anyway, so let her rest.
Head coach Mike Wiss is so deep, he employs a hockey line change every couple minutes. Second free throw, lot of rim, but it rolls in for Beatrice for Tri-Village, which is down now by 12, 26-14. Minster at midcourt, it's Ivy Wolf. She sparkled here in the first two quarters for Minster. Out high to Hoing. 35 feet on the floor. Several steps from midcourt. Down Ivy Wolf. Half minute to go. First half of this game. 12-point lead Minster. Behind the arc on the right is Jessica Falk. On a weave to Ivy. Ivy's doubled near the timeline. Gets it out of trouble to Janae Hoing. Right back to Ivy. 18, 17, 16. Minster up 26-14. Playing for the final shot of the second quarter. Here's Barhorse, 30 feet out. 10 to go. Bounce pass right corner. Hooking foul against Tri-Village. It's common. Minster will throw in 8.6 remaining here in quarter number two. Let's see what is in store for Minster. Final few seconds. First half. It goes into Ivy. Left side to Hoing. Hoing on the dribble with five. Hoing still dribbling 30 feet away, 25 feet away, chucks it up there. No good, off the flange. Rebound, Tri-Village. Second quarter closes. Fine second period for Minster, which leads Tri-Village 26-14 here at the end of the first half. Say the team at Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney will get athletes healthy and right back in the game. The physicians, trainers, therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student-athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools. They're on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open on Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Phone 937-498-5548 or go to wilsonhealth.org. Caring without limits. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Don't miss out on the great array of new furniture coming in all the time at Goffney. Fine inventory on display at Goffney Furniture. You'll be impressed. You'll also be impressed by the budget. The savings are significant. Go to the website for even more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Always new inventory of high-quality furniture coming in at Goffney. And again, go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Goffney, now known as the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. 12-point lead, Minster at the break. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Wildcats putting it to Tri-Village so far, Chuck, offensively and defensively, too.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, pretty good. Defensively, outstanding. Tri-Village out-rebounded 13-10, 6-2 on the offensive boards. The Patriots turned it over nine times in the first half. Minster only turned it three times in the first half. 3 of 6 from the free throw line for Tri-Village. Minster went three times, made all three of them. Individual scoring, Maddie Downing has got 7. She had a pretty good first half. They got 3 out of Emma Prince, 2 each from Porter and Andy Beatrice. Lissa Seiler did not score in the first half. They scored 7 in each quarter, 14 for the half. For Minster, they were led by Allie Fisher and Ivy Wolf, both with 6. And then they got 3 each from a bunch of players. Paige Toby, Danielle Barhorst, Jessica Falk, Damaris Wolf. They got 2 from Janae Hoeing. They scored 13 in each half. Lead it 26-14 at the half.
Oh, the depth of Minster making a difference in this game, Chuck.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's two things about it. You got all kinds of young ladies that can score for them. And secondly, they are wearing them out. You kind of feel bad for Andy Beatrice, only a sophomore, but she's not seen the kind of defense that Allie Fisher played on her in the first half. They're doing a good job. If it wasn't for Maddie Downing, this game would probably be over already.
Yeah, Tri-Village likes to shoot the 3. I tell you what, from here on out, down 12 at the halftime break, they'll really have to like to shoot the 3 because the Tri-Village may have to resort to the trifecta much of the rest of this game.
Well, they might have to, and I think they wanted to. Emma Prince hit a wide-open 3 to start the game. Other than that, they can't get a look.
No.
The defense is too. And that's what we talked about after the game. I said, I think, after they beat Rushi, I said, I think Minster's strength on the perimeter is going to be too much for them. They're not going to get the looks they got against Rushi, and so far they have not.
Yeah, the Wildcats have had the hands up in the faces of the Tri-Village shooters so far in this game. 12-point deficit facing Tri-Village. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scorersbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
I am Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, halftime, Minster Tri-Village, game 1 of 2 this evening here on scoresbroadcast.com. 26-14, Minster over Tri-Village after 2 periods of play. We'll go offline for probably 20 to 30 minutes when this game concludes tonight, then be back on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com at about 7:45 or so for the Fort Loramie-Covington second game of this pair. Now, the 2 winners tonight will return on Saturday night at 7:30 for the regional championship game. Webcast time, 7:15 on Saturday evening here on scoresbroadcast.com. The team that does advance out of this regional will play next Thursday, 1 week from today, at 3 p.m. in a state semifinal at the Schottenstein Center on the campus of The Ohio State University against the winner of the Pickerington-Jackson High School Regional. 2 games are being played tonight concurrently. Waterford against Portsmouth-Notre Dame, number 1 versus number 3 in the state in girls Division 4. They're hooked up at Jackson High School. Meanwhile, Fairfield Christian Academy and Shenandoah are playing at Pickerington. The 2 winners play Wednesday night for that regional championship. At the same time, the 2 winners here this evening are playing at Vandalia Butler. And then the winners of the Pickerington and Vandalia Butler regionals meet next Thursday in a state semifinal at Columbus. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. As always, LaCal promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast. It's done so since our start a dozen years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And LaCal loves for us to recognize outstanding student-athletes who excel on the basketball court and in the classroom, too. And they are seniors who are highlighted, thanks to LaCal. There are five of them on the Minster roster: Allie Fisher, Kendra Thien, Taylor Kogi, Reagan Webker, and Paige Toby, all 12th graders, saluted tonight by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Rushi sponsors. Shout outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company, and to Doug Borchers and all the staff and associates at Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn and Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly that you heard all about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets, get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Taylor Kogi for Minster has been a cog all year long, not seeing action tonight. Missed one of the three previous tournament games, nursing a tailbone injury. Probably won't get in this evening as she's being protected for use a little further along on the tournament trail. Minster with the initial possession starting the third quarter, up 12. A quick three-pointer tried by the Wildcats is hard, hit the back iron. Then it was stabbed out of bounds by Minster, so Tri-Village behind but 12. Tries to trim it to 10. Andy Beatry dribbling out between the circles, doing a little figure eight, being pursued by a Minster player, and it's a defensive foul on the Wildcats.
The official forgot to count.
It could have been a five-second call, maybe. 7:15 left here in the third quarter. Minster up a dozen. Here's a drive by Beatry down the lane. Fisher gets a hand in there. And the mitt is on the top of the leather. Beatry couldn't get the ball out of her own hands. Super defense by Fisher. It's called a jump. That's the right determination by the referee. Arrow favors Tri-Village. Ball entered low on the right to Prince. She's hounded from behind by Pringer, who forces another jump. Arrow Minster. What a double team.
Well, I'll tell you what, Courtney Pringer has not scored in the game yet. I don't know if she's taken a shot. She took one shot.
Yeah.
but she certainly played defense.
That just shows you how well-rounded, how extremely balanced this Minster team is. Courtney Pringer, one shot, hasn't scored. And Minster's got a commanding 12-point lead. A minute 15 gone here in the third quarter.
Trey Billings has come out playing man-to-man now here in the second half.
Yes, sir. They've got to come out of that zone. They do. Here's Damaris Wolf, 30 feet away for the Wildcats. Throws right corner to Ivy. Ivy guarded by Andy Beatry. Ivy sprints into the lane, running one-hander off to the left. Caught below the rim. Good hustle play, but Damaris. And as Damaris comes out of a stack of players with the ball, she is nailed from behind. Common foul on Tri-Village. Damaris Wolf inbounding right of the rim. Comes on top to Ivy. Skips it cross-court to Fisher. Shot fake. Into the post, Courtney Pringer. Double team, triple teamed, and hammered. Two free throws for Courtney.
Well, an entire half where she didn't make a basket and didn't shoot a free throw is not typical Courtney Pringer half.
Again, nursing a tailbone injury is Taylor Kogi, 7.5 points a game. She had scored 4 points in a couple of district tournament games, didn't play in another. She's still not 100%. Head coach Mike Wist and his staff making sure that the Minster Wildcats have got Taylor for further advancement in tournament play. And so far tonight, this deep Minster team has not needed Taylor Kogi. First foul shot by Pringer is no good. Second shot is good. And the lead for Minster is extended to 13, 27 to 14. Three-quarter court pressure by Minster. And it's finally Beatry up over the timeline by herself. Boy, she is expending a lot of energy just getting the ball down the floor. She took it all the way to the basket from midcourt, tried a running one-hander. It rolled off the rim. Minster got the rebound. Here's a three-on-two hustle fast break by Minster, busted up beneath the rim by Tri-Village, and it goes out of bounds. Tri-Village has scored just 14 points. They're averaging close to 60 per game on the year. That's the strength of schedule difference we pointed out in the pregame. Minster inbounds, and it is flipped up in the air by Tri-Village out of bounds. Chuck, you nailed it early on. Tri-Village has not seen sticky defense like this all year.
No, they're not going to see it in the cross-county conference.
Here's Fisher, high left. Now to Pringer straight away. She slips into the lane, goes to Damaris, right corner. Here's a triple in the air. It is off the heel. Rebound garnered by Beatry for Tri-Village, which needs a couple baskets these two possessions. Baseline left to Trissa Porter. And she holds the ball over her head, and there's Pringer to rip it right away. Steal. Down to Damaris Wolf. She slices into the lane. Running one-hander. Banked in by Damaris Wolf.
Damaris.
29-14. It's all Minster. 3 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Tri-Village offensively just cannot deal with Minster's stingy defense. Beatry, two straight trips, has tried to drive to the basket from 30, 40 feet away, and she's run into a mountain down inside in the person of Courtney Pringer. This time, Pringer is judged to have tagged her on the arm. That might be her third foul.
No, that was just out of bounds.
Oh, I thought it was a whistle against Courtney.
No, they got the steal, but she was standing on the line.
Yeah, Courtney thought it was a foul on her as well. She shook her head, breathed a sigh of relief. Ball inbounded below the rim of Tri-Village. And again, it's Minster right there in the path of that thrown ball to punch it away out of bounds. Ivy Wolf stiff-armed it over the end line. Tri-Village inbounding again. It's Trissa Porter on the arc. Handoff on the play to Peyton Beatry. She enters the lane. Threw one up off to the right. Rebound Minster. Foul Tri-Village. And so far here in the third quarter, Chuck, Patriots can't get the ball to the shooters. They want to be taking the shots.
No. I mean, Porter's got 2 points, and Seiler has none.
And Porter and Seiler are averaging nearly 24 between them per game on the year. 4:48 to go, third quarter. 29-14, Minster. Dribbling, head of the circle, it's Janae Hoing. Foul line extended right, Pringer. 16-footer air ball short, out of bounds to Tri-Village. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. To Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. More about Brookins in Fort Loramie in just a moment or two. Tri-Village to midcourt, again forced to start the Patriots offense way out on the floor, some 30, 35 feet from the rim. Baseline right with the ball at Trissa Porter, knocked away by Minster. It's loose at midcourt. Tri-Village dives on it. It is cradled by Peyton Beatry. She slides over the center line into backcourt. Could have been a travel. Could have been an over and back violation. Pick whichever one you want. It's a turnover nonetheless. And again, another hockey line change for Minster. Danielle Barhorst on the floor. Janae Hoing out there as well. Here's Ivy Wolf, head of the key. Gives it up deep in the right corner on the play to Damaris Wolf. Coming off a screen, it's Ivy in the lane to Pringer. A quick triple team, a slap down, and a foul by the Patriots.
Well, I'll tell you, Pringer's got such a size advantage because they got Downing out of the game. They've also got Flory out of the game. Throw it down to her on the block and let her use her post moves.
How many fouls on Maddie Downing for Tri-Village?
She's got two.
Only got two. She needs to get back in there. Here's Ivy Wolf, shake and bake down the lane. Meets resistance, lost it, got it back. Fed Pringer, who scores. Fine persistence by Ivy Wolf. She would not give up.
Wasn't and pretty, but it was 2 points.
Exactly. Well done. Well, she earned a second possession, then a pass to Pringer, room service. Courtney laid it through, 31-14, Minster. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. Here's a long triple try, left corner of the floor by Tri-Village, and the shooter is bailed out by Janae Hoing, who puts the hand on the elbow of the gunner, Andy Beatry, who's got three free throws. 3:29 remaining in the third, 17-point spread. Andy Beatry's free throw is up and in. Yeah, 2 points for Trissa Porter, zero for Lissa Seiler. Between them, close to 24 points a game for Tri-Village, only one bucket. Beatry sinks two of her first three free throws. 31-16, Minster. Kendra Thien in. Kendra Thien, Allie Fisher back on the floor. Pringer and Damaris Wolf are out. Second shot, Beatry arching it toward the iron, and it settles in once again. 14-point lead for Minster, which had been up 31-14, the biggest lead, with 3.5 to go in the third. It's now a 14-point spread. Here's a baseline soft one-hander. Ivy Wolf, swish again. Wow.
She has got that shot down pat.
What a superb-looking freshman. She has really grown and developed, Chuck, a lot since December. She was pretty good back then. She's special now. She's had a sparkling game for Minster tonight.
I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to go back to where most people aren't going to know who I'm talking about, but that is something that JoJo White for the Celtics patented back in the day, and he had that floater down there, and that's exactly how she shoots. It just kind of lofts it up to the rim.
Ivy's last make was just like that. Yep, that's a good description. Here is Tri-Village against pressure. Minster fouling at the timeline. 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Minster is methodically taking care of Tri-Village tonight. Up by 16, 33-17. Minster gets a timeout. And Chuck will keep it right here. The Wildcats ahead by 16 points beyond the midway point of the third quarter of this game. Kudos to Carl Arms. He's the new man in charge at Brookins in Fort Loramie. 12 years of excellent service from Dale and Joyce Barhorst at Brookins. Now it's Carl's turn. Brookins, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Brookins, the ideal spot to reserve for large family gatherings, wedding rehearsals, birthdays, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie. 10 Elm Street, on the web, Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com. Simply no place like Brookins. Here's an outstanding drive after the timeout by Tri-Village. Trissa Porter gets her second field goal, a nifty maneuver. She took it to the cup from 30 feet away, sped right past the Minster defender, and it's a 14-point game again. 33-19 Minster. 2.5 to go in the third. Ball thrown to the post by Minster. Being handled there by Kendra Thien. Back on the arc to Hoing. Hoing, a very good ball-handling freshman, Chuck. Woo! Spin move, head of the key. Flips it back out to Fisher. Left corner, Barhorst. Four team fouls in each club. 30 feet away, Ivy Wolf catches far side of the floor. Her toes on the stripe. Good defense applied by Madison Foreman of Tri-Village to cause the miscue. Tri-Village needs a run to close out the second quarter, to get back in the game. But they don't get the possession here because before the ball is thrown in, we've got an unstationary screen set by the Patriots, and Minster gets it right back.
Yeah, that is just kind of a silly foul, but they're so young. They're going to learn so much from this game for next year.
Yep, Tri-Village has just two seniors on the entire varsity roster. Autumn Moore, 5'9 player, and Lauren Flory, a 5'7 player. Oop, my mistake. Another one, Caleb Burke, is a senior, 3. Here's a missed shot by Minster. Long rebound out of Tri-Village. Here's a driving left-hand layup. It's good. Lissa Seiler dents the scoring column for the first time tonight. She and Porter have notched 2 hoops in a row. And the 16-point lead for Minster is now 12, 33-21. A minute 30 to go. Third quarter. Fisher, top of the circle. Gives it up on the plate of Thien. Down low on the right to Damaris Wolf. Spin move. Blocked. Stolen by Tri-Village. And a trip in backcourt on Minster. As Trissa Porter is upended. A little momentum shift now. Tri-Village needs to keep it going and conclude this third quarter in a strong manner. Damaris Wolf's got 3 fouls.
And number 22, Jessica Fall.
Damaris comes out. It's Fisher, Falk, Thien, Pringer, Ivy Wolf on the floor for Minster. Full court pressure by Minster. Inbounded by Tri-Village is Lissa Seiler. Lissa splits a couple defenders up the floor in a hurry. Hands off to Foreman. She hoists up a 3 ball. Missed it way short. It's collected off the floor by Tri-Village. Thrown to Emma Prince on the arc. She doesn't shoot. A minute 4 to go, third quarter. Right side pass, Porter. Porter works on Falk. High dribble, pulls up, foul line extended left, and drills the 15-footer.
Porter.
Trissa Porter warming up. 6 straight by Tri-Village. 10-point game now for Minster. 33-23. 46 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ivy Wolf at midcourt for Minster. Tri-Village feeling it here at the close of the third period of play. 33 seconds remaining. Right side pass goes to Falk for Minster. High post Pringer. Goes opposite to Fisher. And we had a shoving foul, very obvious, right in front of the referee against Tri-Village. Team foul 6 on the Patriots.
Emma Prince, that's her second. And beginning number 40.
Substitution, Janae Hoing on the floor for Minster. Falk is out. That's your deluxe 3-point shooter coming in. At the tail end of the third quarter, Janae Hoing, the freshman. She made a great long-distance buzzer beater in the regular season to beat Fort Recovery by 3 at Fort Recovery. Here is Ivy Wolf with the ball for Minster. 25 feet out. Starts to drive on Andy Beatrice down the lane. Feeds left corner. Here's a jump shot by Minster. No good. Stick back is good. Courtney Pringer. Johnny on the spot. 35-23 Minster. 9 to play. Third quarter. Andy Beatrice on a drive. Makes an errant pass. Minster on the steal. 3 seconds left. Ball loose at midcourt. Here's a shot by Owing, partially deflected by Tri-Village. As the third quarter finishes, Minster up a dozen, 35-23. It was a 12-point spread at the half. It's the same way at the end of the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank offers easy Zelle, person-to-person, like the sometimes fan to the super fan for that last-minute ticket to the game, or the tailgate guest to the tailgate griller for the pregame grub. Pay whoever for whatever, whenever, with Zelle. It's free in the U.S. Bank mobile app. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle Network is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, U.S. Bank member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck on Scores, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Tri-Village trying to make a run at Minster. We start the fourth quarter. The late third quarter bucket by Courtney Pringer ended a 6-0 skid for Minster. Tri-Village had reeled off a half dozen points in a row. Here's a wild driving shot by Alyssa Seiler of Tri-Village as we kick off play in the fourth quarter. Minster gets a hand on it, and the ball rolled out of bounds. Good D by the Wildcats. Baseline left, Tri-Village entering. It goes to Beatrice, deep left corner, picked up by Fisher. Tri-Village rotates it on top. Beatrice hands off on the play to teammate Trissa Porter, who enters the lane. Fadeaway 12-footer, hit the heel. Rebound yanked down by Pringer of Minster. Ahead to Fisher. 12-point game, 35-23 Wildcats. 7:20 to go. Fourth quarter. Pringer at the elbow on the right. Goes opposite to Hoying on the arc left side. Straightaway Fisher. Fisher looks for a cutter. Flips to Falk, who pops out to catch. 18 feet away. Now Pringer high right. She puts it on the deck. Bounces to Fisher. Right back into Pringer. Right back to Fisher. Travel on Courtney. Minute gone. Fourth quarter. 12-point lead. Minster. Tri-Village had 6 points in a row there, Chuck, but wound up gaining nothing in total in that third period.
Yeah, went back to 12.
Yep. Dribbling is Andy Beatrice up over the timeline for Tri-Village. 6:42 to go, fourth quarter. Beatrice stops her dribble. She's being checked by Fisher. Must get rid of it. 5 second call counting. Time out, Tri-Village. We'll keep it right here as we take this break with 6:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster 35 and Tri-Village 23. So if you're a fan of local high school sports like Chuck and I, check out the book. It's called Titles and Tears. That's the title of the book, Titles and Tears. It documents the decade-long quest by the Fort Loramie girls basketball program to win its first state title of two, the first one in 2013, the second one in 2015. The book is available at this site, titlesandtears.com, titlesandtears.com. And the book has been reviewed by a number of hometown sports heroes. It's been referred to as a script straight out of Hollywood, as a script so real you'll love it. Titles and Tears is a must-have for local basketball fans. Buy the book today at titlesandtears.com. That's titlesandtears.com. Here is a 5-second call out high against Tri-Village, or maybe a 3-second call in the lane.
That's a
Minster possession. Another miscue as a result of the Minster Wildcats' superb defense.
Well, it was superb defense, but that's the second time they've got a 5-count on Downing. Nobody goes to help her. Nobody goes around to get into a spot where she can see them to pass the ball away.
Here is Courtney Bringer, far side of the floor for Minster. Good defense by Tri-Village, which harassed her, and she made a bounce pass to the near side, wide of Jessica Falk, and out of bounds. Tri-Village has got it back. We played nearly 2 minutes, fourth quarter. Nobody has dented the scoring book in the fourth stanza yet. Trissa Porter plays pitch and catch with Beatrice, 35 feet away. She goes foul line extended left to Porter. She's at the foul line now. Right wing Lissa Seiler. She darts through the lane. Wants to throw up a runner. All over her is Ivy Wolf. Foul. Two shots, Tri-Village. A chance to get it back down to 10. And that's got to be the objective for Tri-Village each and every time down the floor now. They're in the 1-1 the rest of the way. You've got to generate points with the clock stopped. But the free throw is no good.
Well, Andy Beatrice is 5 for 5. Other than that, they are 1 for 5.
Second shot here for Lissa Seiler. It is up and no good again. She's an 80% foul shooter on the year. Zip for 4 here tonight. Forecourt right, it is Ivy Wolf for Minster. Flips it out high to Fisher. Fisher's got the ball 35 feet away. Goes to Pringer. Now to Falk. Minster in no hurry. Right corner, Fisher. Straight away, Ivy Wolf. She's had a very good game. Near side to Hoing. Shot fake. Now back to Ivy. Left side to Fisher. Head coach Mike Wiss has sprinkled 3 3-point shooters on the floor in Fisher, Ivy Wolf, and Janae Hoing. We've got a turnover, high dribble, palming against Minster.
You don't normally see that called unless somebody gains an advantage.
Dribbling up the right side of the floor is Tri-Village's Andy Beatrice. She's done it all night long. Dribble, dribble, dribble. Fisher's been on her like a hawk. Here's a steal. Good overplay. Janae Hoing. She sprints down the floor to the rim. She's chopped up on the arm. Heads up steal by the mighty Mike, the little freshman. Janae Hoing of Minster. She dashed to the other end, and she was cracked on the arm. 2 free throws for Janae. Tell you what, Chuck, head coach Mike Wiss has reformed this team over the course of the season in some respects. It's a club which off and on past couple seasons has not shot the long ball real well. And at times here tonight and over the last part of the regular season and here in the tournament for sure, head coach Mike Wiss has got 3 long-range shooters out there on the floor at all times. And, yeah, this Minster club's got depth, a lot of size, but they're really enhancing the 3-point shot. 1 of 2 free throws made by Minster. 13-point lead Wildcats. 4:50 left to go here in the fourth. Here's an awkward drive by Trissa Porter in the lane. Wound up shooting it backward up overhead. Good defense by Minster. Shot no good. Quickly down the floor, Ivy Wolf lets it fly from 15 for Minster. No strong. Rebound is jammed over the end line by Minster. Still no field goals in the fourth quarter.
1 free throw.
4 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the fourth. 36-23 Minster. Biggest lead was 16, 33-17. Here's Beatrice dribbling down the left side. A high dribble. She's doubled, in trouble. Tries to get it away to Downing. It's picked off. Paige Toby on the theft. Down the floor to Maris. Right corner, Ivy. Good shot fake. Cuts to the rim. Banks is strong. No good. No foul called. A lot of contact. Great rebound by Paige Toby on the floor. She saves it for Damaris Wolf on the arc. 4 minutes to go in the game. 36-23 Minster. Handoff to Janae Hoing, 30 feet out. Janae on the dribble. Fakes right, goes left. Deflected pass out of bounds off Tri-Village. Taylor Kogi out with a tailbone injury. Head coach Mike Wiss hasn't needed her tonight. She's only played in 2 of the 3 previous tourney games for the Wildcats. 30 feet out, Ivy Wolf. Left side pass goes to Damaris. Now Hoing. Right side, Ivy. High post, back to the basket, Toby. They're playing keep away. Minster's in the 1-1. 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 36-23 Minster. Tri-Village averaging nearly 60 points a game on the year has been thwarted, held to 23 tonight by a tenacious Wildcats defense. Tripping foul against Emma Prince as she made contact with her knee against Hoying of Minster. She's at the stripe. Chuck, we saw Minster play Versailles on the road at the Tigers gym about 60% of the way through the season. Versailles won that game by 9. What do you like from Minster that you see differently since that game?
Well, I think, first of all, if they played Versailles again the way Versailles is playing and they came within 9, they'd probably be pretty happy. But they're more perimeter-oriented. They've moved some other kids around. I don't think Pringer's getting the ball enough offensively. Just my opinion. I'm certainly not critiquing them because they're up 15 points.
Both free throws by Janae Hoying are dead center. 15-point game now. 38-23. We're down to 3:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Minster's done a nice job compressing this fourth quarter with a lot of good ball handling. Three-pointer straight away. Trissa Porter, Tri-Village. That one needs to go. It does not. And Minster tracks down the long carom. Just over 3 to play in the fourth. Pringer at the high post is hit hard from the backside. Foul against Seiler. It's a 15-point game in favor of Minster. 38-23. Pringer at the stripe for the Wildcats.
Her first two free throws she shot, she made one and missed one. It's kind of a weird rotation coming off, something I didn't see out of her last year.
Courtney Pringer eyes the basket, flips it up off to the right. It's no good. Rebound touched on the play by Tri-Village. Minster possession.
It's got a kind of a side rotation to it, which means she's got too much left hand on it when she's releasing the basketball.
Yeah, I noticed that too, Chuck. You're right. Just over 3 to play in the game. 15-point lead, Minster. Ball inbound to deep left corner, Hoying. Drives to the elbow on the left. Flips it back out to Danielle Barhorst, who's in now 25 feet away. Damaris Wolf, now Pringer. Here's Damaris, pitch and catch with Hoying. Ivy pops out to get it. A good 35 feet from the basket. On the arc, Danielle Barhorst, reach-in foul, slapping down by Madison Foreman. 2:44 to go in the game. It was 12 points at the half, 35-23. Tri-Village got it to 10, didn't get it to 8. It's back up to 15. The left-hander, Danielle Barhorst, rims the free throw out. Double bonus, a second one coming.
Good practice on the rebound, though.
Minster, 71% shooting fouls on the year, committing only 11 turnovers per game. Danielle rattles in the second shot. 16-point lead, Minster's biggest in this game, has been restored. Led 33-17 at a juncture earlier. 2.5 remaining fourth quarter. Dribbling on the arc, Trissa Porter. Hands off to a teammate who hurls up a long three. It's Lissa Seiler. It hit the rim, went way up in the air. A skyscraper came down in the lap of Hoying in the right corner. Minster's got it. 2:20 to go. 16-point difference.
I see Whitney Plyman from Rushi sitting over there watching the game, and she's got to be going, where were these misses against us?
Here's a foul line jump shot by Hoying of Minster, way short, and it goes out of bounds. Was not deflected at all by Tri-Village. It'll be the Patriots' possession. And we're headed toward an unexciting close to this game. We thought it would be a much tighter game. Number 11 in the state, Tri-Village, against number 4 in the state, Minster. It has been all Wildcats ever since a stage late in the first quarter. Minster steadily pulled away, pushed it out to 12, 26-14 at the half. Tri-Village being held well under its points per game total of nearly 60. Only 23 for Tri-Village with a minute 47 to go. Long jump shot missed by Porter. Tie up with the rebound. Arrow favors the red shirts. The white shirts.
They got nine points in the second half. Haven't scored here in the fourth quarter.
14, Harley Richard.
Minster's defense has been outstanding. It's been better than that. To hold this highly potent offensive attack for Tri-Village to 23. Almost 37 points right now, Chuck, below their per-game average.
Yeah, and they have not had a good look at the three except for the very first one of the game by Prince.
Absolutely right. A minute 26 to go in counting. Pitch and catch for Minster. Here's Hoing. Here's Allie Fisher. Hooks a pass in the lane. Shot could have been taken there by Minster's Carly Richards. She didn't try it. Flipped it back out to Hoing. Hoing is being pursued and fouled by Beatrice. Chuck, there was a stretch of this game late in the first quarter when Allie Fisher and Damaris Wolf, I think, sank threes in a short stretch of time.
That started the game.
Allie's two were just 20 seconds apart, and that allowed Minster to creep ahead 13-7 at the end of one. Tri-Village had a short-lived lead about 3.5 to 4 minutes into the first quarter. But after inching out front 13-7 after one, Minster has been in business, in control the rest of the way. Both free throws sunk.
Made them both.
Each one tossed in by Janae Hoing of Minster, 41-23 in favor of the Wildcats. Here's Trissa Porter dribbling down the right side of the lane. Tries to make a pivot shot from 10 feet away. And again, Minster alters it, gets a hand on it. Minster possession. And head coach Mike Wiss may have a timeout called to get some subs in. Changes for the Minster Wildcats. Avery Wolf is in, a 5'8 freshman, 52.2 to go. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Also, gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. It includes 8 expanding divisions. And we salute Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, plus Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. And don't forget the in-between, just south of Botkins. The food is not in-between. It's out of this world. Foul, Tri-Village, 2 free throws, Minster again. It is no good a little long. Pumped up there on the play by a substitute, Reagan Webker, a 5'9 senior, one of 5 seniors on this Minster roster. Second shot a bit strong. Rebound is punched out of bounds by Minster in the right corner. Up Tri-Village has simply been stymied all night long. The Patriots' offense brought to a halt by the Minster D.
Yeah, the defense was what I thought it might be. I didn't know it was going to be this good, but I had a fear for Tri-Village. They were not going to get the same looks that they got against Rushi,
and
they have not.
And, Chuck, you talked about that in the pregame. You nailed it right on the button, right on the nail head.
Emma Prince
is given an avenue to the lane. Minster, make sure the Wildcats don't foul. Emma Prince on a sprint to the cup from 30 feet away, right to the rack for 2 points to make it 41-25. Full timeout called, 21.3 to go in the fourth. And Chuck, Covington, Fort Loramie coming up. Minster against the winner of game 2 in a regional championship, 7:30 on Saturday night. Webcast time at 7:15. As soon as this game ends or shortly thereafter, we'll close it down, go offline, and then return online at about 7:45 or so for our pregame before the start of Covington-Fort Loramie, our second game upcoming tonight.
After calling that timeout, I'm excited to see the 16-point plays drawing up here on the sideline. Six down, 16, 21 seconds to go. What possibly reason could you call a timeout at that point?
Here is Minster heaving the ball to midcourt. Long run by Webker. She caught it. Might have gotten shoved. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Minster. No, but a foul. Avery Wolf was there for the putback over the shoulder on Tri-Village with 16.4 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Minster leading 41-25. The last three quarters of this game, rather uneventful. It's been all Minster.
Now that last basket was the first 2 points in the fourth quarter.
How many in the second half for Tri-Village?
They had 14, so they scored 11. But they only had 13 at the half, so it's not like it went down too much.
Tri-Village 14 at the half, 25 total now with 16.4 to go. What a 9-point third quarter, a 2-point fourth quarter. Changes for Tri-Village as well. Peyton Beatree is out there. Another new performer in across the way. Second shot missed again by Minster. 12 ticks remaining. Long throw down the floor, Tri-Village. Emma Prince gets a catch near the rim and drops it home. Four straight cosmetic points here late in the game by Tri-Village, which falls to Minster 41-27. 41-27, Minster's biggest lead with about a minute to go, 41-23. Minster pushed it out to 33-17 late in the third. Tri-Village with a short spurt, beginning of the fourth, got it to 10. Couldn't cut it any closer. Minster in a dominating performance here tonight. Thumps Tri-Village by a final score of 41-27. Excellent year for head coach Brad Gray's Tri-Village Patriots. They close it out 21-6, won the Cross County Conference with a mark of 11-1. Minster Wildcats, a tough customer here tonight. Minster with the victory. Minster advancing on in the tournament trail and will compete for a regional championship on Saturday night at 7:30 against the winner of Game 2 between Fort Loramie and Covington. Minster now 23-3 on the year. Chuck, Minster has not lost since back-to-back setbacks at the end of January to Versailles and Anna. Minster Wildcats streaking, now having won 9 in a row since February 1st. Minster clearly getting everybody into the fray, resting Taylor Kogi. She'll be back full strength in another game or two. Depth, and more depth for Minster. They all can put the ball in the hole.
Well, you would have thought maybe it would have been better for Kogi to play because sitting on that tailbone might have been tougher than being out there on the floor. But, yeah, they're so deep. They had 2, 4, 6, 8 young ladies score tonight. Nobody in double figures. Didn't matter. They were led by Ivy Wolf with 8 and Janae Hoing with 7. On the other side, they got 7 from Downing, who didn't score in the second half. They got 7 from Prince. 4 of those were on cheapies there at the end when everybody was kind of... Yep. They had their starters out there against their second and third group, so that's where that came from. Our Clancy's player of the game, Ivy Wolf. She was terrific today. She had a real good first half, kind of helped push it out the lead along with Allie Fisher. So Ivy Wolf is our player of the game, Clancy.
And she does deserve it. You're exactly right about that, Chuck. Again, Courtney Pringer, how many points?
Courtney had 5. She scored them all in the third quarter.
Courtney with 5. Taylor Kogi didn't play. They're averaging 21 between them on the year. Kogi saw no action. Pringer only 5. And it's a one-sided game, 14-point win for Minster. Our Clancy Star of the Game recipient for Minster is Ivy Wolf. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
LaRon Mooney is our Scores Broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside on stats and color and everything else. He engineers.
I do it all.
Chuck is the jack of all trades.
And the master of none.
14-point win for Minster. We're going to go offline for about 10 minutes, then return with a brief pregame before Fort Loramie Covington, 41-27, Minster over Dry Village. I'm Jack Kramer on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.